This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Like a beauty contest. It's down to four finalists for Secretary of State. Meanwhile, the death toll up to seven, sadly, in the Gatlinburg wildfires. Dolly Parton steps in. Hey, everybody. Kate Delaney, America Tonight. Where do we go first? Let's talk about the ashes. There are lots of them in Gatlinburg. Heartbreaking, really is. I hope that many of you have had a chance to go to that town. I had the pleasure once or twice. And I have to say, it's in ruins, a trail of destruction. There is no doubt about it. And the saddest of all that you can imagine is that seven people dead because of the wildfires. They think it was caused by a human. So in the fire investigation, we'll see what happens with this. But the early assessments, 700 homes, businesses, boom, destroyed, damaged across a whole bunch of real estate. Flames just being whipped by high winds raging across the Smoky Mountains. 14,000 people have been displaced. That's a whole bunch of people who've been displaced. And they say that they haven't released the names of the people killed because they want to make sure that they get in touch with all their families. They found three bodies in a vacation rental cabin area, which is incredibly sad, and another group of people they found in the home, and somebody else was discovered in a hotel room, too. So they had eight fires that burst Tuesday into Wednesday, mostly brush fires. One was this vacant home, and heavy rain, thank goodness, following the fires do create new challenges, though, because they got to check the hot spots, and they got to look at the damages, because that can still whip up, and it's brutal. In fact, and I heard of this band, there were some brothers of a Nashville-based band called the Renaissance Fair, and young, in their early 20s, they are in critical but stable condition. So their parents, apparently, weren't able to locate them when the Smoky Mountains went up. They were all there for some sort of a Thanksgiving Day weekend getaway. They tried to escape, but debris blocked them, so they could tell that that's what was happening there. And so you've got all these people that have had to leave Gatlinburg, and then you've got about 500 from Pigeon Forge as well that had to leave, and then many of them taken into these emergency shelters. Dolly Parton, if you go to Dollywood Foundation, she's setting up something where, and she's helping people on her own, but her foundation, they want to give every family $1,000 for 6 months, anything they can do to help them while many of them wait to get back up on their feet and get money from insurance and everything that goes along with that, which can take some time if you've ever been there and had, yes, you're insured, but the process takes a little bit of time, even if they pony up some money for you to be in a hotel or someplace else for a while. It's always a difficult transition. I've seen three people very close to me, people go through this in my lifetime, and they all three families had children, and I mean, they coped, and they bounced back and everybody helped, but it is a tough thing to go through. But I can't imagine what it's like when you get the devastating news that your sons are in critical condition, but it looks like they're going to be okay, but they just couldn't escape the fire. Wow. Let's go to Grim. Hey, Grim, how are you?
Yeah, it's always sad, isn't it?
Yes. Terrible. Fires are awful.
Yeah, that's a bad thing about this modern-day communication, you know. I mean, I heard there's been another cop shoot tonight.
Yeah.
It's just
crazy.
You know, it gets to you too fast, you know. But, well, it's just like Trump, and what's he got, the bankrupt king now? Oh, okay.
Yeah, I said this. I went off on this. Steve Munchin, this guy, forget it. I mean, anything with Goldman Sachs. And listen, this happens with Republican presidents and Democratic presidents. Bush had somebody in.
Henry
Paulson. But it's just brutal. That was a brutal choice. But you know what? This is what happens. This is their world. And
We got to wait and see. I don't know what his game is. I don't know what, you know, he doesn't have these in position. You know, I can speculate.
There's definitely a label there with Goldman Sachs. We'll see if he's not like that. Yeah.
Well, what's Trump trying to do? What is he putting together? I don't know. Like Mitt Romney, he was rejected by the people as a president.
Right.
So, you know, I don't know what he's attempting to do, and I won't know. But, you know, I am saying that I don't like what I see is going on, you know. I really don't, because there's a lot of good professors out there that when he was campaigning across this country, there's a lot of good history and constitutionalist people out there that, you know, he could have picked up during the trail that, you know, would have, you know, you know where I'm coming from.
Yeah, absolutely.
I mean, there's some people there in this country. That's why I'm saying, you know, I may very well run, and I guarantee you, when I'm on my campaign trail, I'm going to be, you know, looking at, you know, non-career politicians, Kate.
Yeah.
It's kind of like that woman you had called in, which she did a great call. You know, they ain't going to start paying attention until the state legislatures and the federal government start getting shot when it comes to this terrorist problem. That's when they'll start putting an end to it. When, you know, like designated survivor. When they see the Capitol building go down, that's when they'll put a stop to it.
Yeah, you're right.
It's sickening. It's sad that it has to come to that. But, you know, I'll go ahead and shoot my speculation. But first off, you know, we could very well have had Bernie Sanders being our president if he would have went independent. I'm serious there, too.
I agree. It could have been even tighter, yes.
Yeah. If he would have stepped away from Hillary when he had the chance.
Right.
And when he, you know, initially announced that he's considered, you know, because of the crookedness that was going on, but he stuck with it all the way through. If he would have stepped away, he could have very well been the next president.
Oh, yeah. I agree. Could have happened. Could
have. Yeah, could have, would have, should have. Thank God it didn't.
Right. Yeah, but it would have been a left turn, a big left turn.
But when Trump gets in office, he may very well be putting these people in position to pay back the American people, what I'm thinking and hoping.
Would be great.
Yeah, it would. Don't expect to get all these, you know, big earmarks and fatten your wallet and get your family in doing that. No. I appointed y'all to fix the problem you created from the start. That's
right. Well, that would be tremendous. Yeah.
Yeah. That's what I'm thinking. I don't know for sure. I mean, who else would you hire to catch a crook than another crook?
And here's the thing, if you're a crook, what do you want? You want respectability. So if you get in there, maybe you get a little bit of that back.
Well, let's just hope and prayer, you know? I mean, shoot that prayer that direction. Maybe it'll happen.
Yeah, who knows? I mean, an interesting theory. Not that far-fetched in one way, Grim, absolutely. All right, stay with us. Thanks, Grimster. If you want to chime in, you can. 855-266-5283. Kate Delaney hanging out with you here on ATM.
Individuals and businesses with tax problems, listen carefully. Do you feel like you're losing control over your finances? If you owe over $10,000 in back taxes or have unfiled tax returns, we can help you take back control. The IRS is the largest and most aggressive collection agency in the world, and they can seize your bank account, garnish your paycheck, close your business, and file criminal charges. Take control of your tax problems now by calling the experts at Tax Mediation Services and take advantage of the Fresh Start Program and new laws that may allow us to negotiate a settlement for the lowest amount possible. Our team of tax attorneys and enrolled agents can stop collections and get you protected so you can take control of your financial future. Tax Mediation Services is accredited by the Better Business Bureau. Call now for a free case review and a price protection guaranteed quote. Call Tax Mediation Services now at 800-615-7709. That's 800-615-7709. 800-615-7709.
We use cell phones against our heads every day. But now, a landmark U.S. government study confirms increased health risks from exposure to EMF radiation emitted from these devices. The time to protect yourself is now. The solution is Defender Shield. Proudly made in the USA, Defender Shield blocks virtually 100% of EMF radiation emitted from cell phones, tablets, and laptops. Buy now at DefenderShield.com. Use discount code DEFENDER for 10% off. DefenderShield.com, the worldwide leader in EMF radiation protection.
Paid non-attorney spokesperson. Injury Help Desk is responsible for this advertisement. Principal Office, Las Vegas, Nevada. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention heartburn drug users. If you or a loved one has taken Nexium, Prevacid, or Prilosec to treat heartburn, acid reflux, or indigestion, and suffered serious kidney damage, chronic kidney disease, or kidney failure, you may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. Studies from the JAMA Internal Medicine indicate a significant increased risk of acute and chronic kidney disease from taking proton pump inhibitors. If you or a loved one was diagnosed with kidney failure or chronic kidney disease after taking Nexium, Prevacid, or Prilosec to treat heartburn, acid reflux, or indigestion, you may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. Act now. Time is limited to file a claim. For a free consultation and free information, call Injury Help Desk now. You may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. Call 800-225-8944. That's 800-225-8944. Again, 800-225-8944. Call now.
This is Ben Gordon, and if your teeth are stained from coffee, tea, or smoking, Power Swabs is the answer. In 5 minutes, you'll see 2 shades whiter teeth, and in 7 days, 6 shades. There's no messy strips or trays that you have to leave in your mouth for an hour. Just swab your teeth for 5 minutes, and you're done. To try Power Swabs, call 1-800-290-8480. Your bright white smile will have your friends talking about how great you look. Try it risk-free. 1-800-290-8480. That's 1-800-290-8480.
You never know where we're going to take you next. Talking about some serious stuff at the top of this show, and of course nothing more serious than the future of the country and in one sense and where we're headed, absolutely. A quick reminder before I forget to punt to this. Yes, oh yes, we will be doing Nail the Score. That's coming up at the tail end of this hour of the show, because I had all these people all of a sudden who were emailing me about the Wednesday into Thursday, so I decided, okay, we're going to make it Wednesday into Thursday, so not to be confusing. I happened to catch this today about the plane that went down in Colombia, the Brazilian plane. And there's always stories about people who were supposed to be on a plane and then they didn't get on that plane and they're in shock and can't believe it. And the crazy thing is, what happened to this plane, the plane was just minutes away from the Medellin airport. And they had them circling. So the plane had to circle. It was circling and circling. That's what they were told. They had to circle. And apparently they didn't have enough fuel, which is brutal when you think about how much fuel you need to get from Brazil to Colombia, but that was the bottom line. So when they had them circling, I mean, who knows how much damage that did? Well, ultimately, the damage of the plane going down. The Colombian Civil Aviation Authority couldn't confirm this authenticity of this flight recorder that was released today, where they were saying vectors, vectors, vectors. The pilots were screaming. And the controller was saying, you're 8 miles to the runway. What's your altitude now? And then, boom, silence. I mean, they had just crashed. They didn't have enough fuel. And they were flying with nothing because everything went dead. The computers, everything in the plane. So it's amazing that anyone survived it. The final moments had to be incredibly frightening. 71 people killed. 71 killed. Players, these Brazilian soccer players. 3 players, 2 crew members, and 1 journalist did survive. But the fact that they had depleted their fuel during that flight from Santa Cruz, Bolivia. And there's eyewitnesses who say they watched the plane just rapidly descend. And they're still investigating what happened. But people were listening to radios and they saw the plane's lights and they, had fuel problems, but gosh, why they couldn't have gotten that down to be that close to an airport is just so bloody sad. Where this wasn't, okay, weather smashed into it and took this down. No, it was fuel. They had to circle around and there was no emergency landing. So there may be even more to that. I think there's probably more. It lost power. So with no power, you're not going anywhere. With the way planes are made now, it's just not happening. I think we need kind of a daily salute because everything seems to be so heavy these days on America Tonight. And of course, I say what's buzzworthy and all stuff is buzzworthy. Like I said, I mean, what's important? It's the holidays, yes, but coming up, a new president. And what's the cabinet going to look like? What direction is the country going in? It affects every single one of us. And I've said this before, you can't bury your head in the sand because it does affect every single one of us when it comes to your taxes, your family, your trying to get kids through school, tuition. I mean, there is no bubble to hide in. We're all affected by it. I've been affected by it. My family's been affected by the economy, and I've seen a lot of my friends affected by it as well. Okay, so here is our feel-good story. You ready for this? This is our daily salute. So, you know, when you work someplace and there's always the nudgy person who comes up and says, oh, the lottery, why don't we all pull our money together and every week you give me 5, 10, however much, you give me XYZ amount of dollars and I'll buy the lottery tickets. And every week, nothing happens. You win $1, you win $5, whatever it is. So you have these people in Tennessee, and I'm not kidding you. They probably love the nudge. They've been playing the game, the lottery. They've been playing the lottery for 8 years. And what they would say to themselves is, you know what? So much of this money in this state is being earmarked for education. So it's like we're donating to education. So we'll just keep doing that. So 20 employees have been doing that. And then the nudge was this Amy O'Neill, who started the pool, she may be listening to the show, with her coworkers years ago, right? She was, I guess she was making coffee, the story goes, when her son saw on TV that the winning ticket was purchased in the town of Lafayette. And she said she had to look a couple times. She thought, wow, I got to see this. Because as soon as she heard that, she just thought, I wonder. And so here's the other part of this. They decided to take the lump sum. It ends up being $254.7 million. Do you know how much they're each getting? $12.7 million. $12.7 million. And here's the part that I loved. Because, you know, you ask people, well, what are you going to do with your money? So they'll have taxes taken out, but they're still going to have some serious money. So one of them said they're buying their mother a car so she can get to and from chemo. Another one's going to help his four kids financially. A third one says he loves his job and the place where they worked was North America Stamping. So he doesn't know if he's going to stay, but he's definitely going to take a trip. Wow. I mean, what a great story is that? So it took a long time because they were playing the lottery for all that time. But to hit a big jackpot like that.
Oh, yeah.
It is an oh, yeah. Because even with the taxes, like I said, you still have a bucket of money. All right, so now the other side of that story is, so those people are happy. That's our daily salute. Woohoo! Thank goodness for the nudge who made you chip in and you decided you were going to be part of it. And you just opened up that wallet even when you couldn't afford it. And you said, I'm paying for education. In New York, I saw this video. I was stunned. This guy comes out of nowhere. It's an armored truck. There is a bucket of gold flakes that are worth about $1.6 million. He calmly walks up to the back of the armored truck that was open, picks up this 90-pound bucket of gold, and walks away with it. And you can see it on camera because there were cameras where he happened to be. He steals this aluminum bucket. It was an unattended truck in Midtown Manhattan at the end of September. What is the armored truck people thinking? That why would you ever leave that unattended like that? But they did. So there's a $100,000 reward for anyone who has any information. But this bucket of gold is long gone. It could be melted down, sold off, which is what I'm assuming it would be. They're looking for the thief, a Hispanic male, they say, about 5'6". And they're right, I saw the video. About 150 pounds. Think he's about maybe 50-some years old. He took his 50-year-old feet, jumped on a plane, and went somewhere where he could get that gold melted down. Because he, $1.6 million somewhere in that neighborhood, you figure take some money out for that, he's going to have some money. But the fact that he was able to pick up that bucket, go up to the armored truck, and just take it, it's like, what? How did that happen? How are you in charge of an armored truck? I'm just saying, help me figure this out, guys. You're in charge of this truck. The back you leave open, and it's got this bucket of gold. And you walk, and he just walks away with it. Are you kidding? Oh, well. One man's trash? No, it wasn't trash. It was in an armored truck. They just turned their back and didn't realize it, I suppose. Hey, don't forget, coming up in our last segment, Nail the Score.
You feel like Steve McQueen when you're driving in your car, and you think you look like James Bond when you...
Is negative content or comments on the web affecting your personal or professional reputation? Unfavorable comments, embarrassing pictures, videos, legal documents, and negative articles can ruin your personal life, your career, or your business. It happens a lot, and it's just not fair. But what can you do? ReputationDefender.com can help protect your good name. Get a free consultation now. Call 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Call right now for a free expert reputation analysis. It's easy to squash the unfair attacks with our patented system, and the analysis is absolutely free. Make the best things about you jump out in searches. Protect your personal and professional reputation, your business, and your income. Get your free reputation analysis from ReputationDefender.com right now. Call 800-831-0771. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com today.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
If you or someone you love is suffering from hearing loss, please stay tuned for a special free offer from the makers of a revolutionary hearing breakthrough called Listen Clear. Listen Clear is precisely designed by top audio engineers to fit the ear almost invisibly, and it can be adjusted to find the perfect way to hear everything in every listening environment. Right now, we're offering absolutely free in-home trials to everyone who calls now. 1-800-957-9652. Call in the next 10 minutes and you'll also receive free shipping and free batteries for life. Listen Clear is lightweight and practically invisible, so people won't notice when you're wearing it. So again, if you or someone you love is suffering from hearing loss, please give them or yourself this life-changing 100% free in-home trial with free shipping and free batteries for life. For free information, call now 1-800-957-9652. That's 1-800-957-9652. 1-800-957-9652.
Hello?
Congratulations.
For what?
For losing all that weight. How'd you do it so fast?
ASAP.
ASAP what? What's that mean?
Are you ready to get as skinny as possible, as soon as possible, as simple as possible, and as sexy as possible?
I'm listening.
Then get with the ASAP program. It's real and it works. No smooth talk, no slick advertising, and no exaggerated claims of success.
I've got to know more.
Welcome to ASAP, as slim as possible. Whether you have 10, 20, or 50 pounds to lose, ASAP is your weight loss answer. ASAP targets the abnormal fat reserves and makes them available to be burned as fuel and contains no caffeine or hormones. Order ASAP at wholesale prices or join the team to share the business with others. Go to GCNteam.com or call 855-GCN-MALL. That's 855-426-6255. GCNteam.com or 855-426-6255. Lose weight and look great with ASAP, as slim as possible.
Are you happy washing your hands with harsh chemicals? Are you happy doing laundry with detergents? Are you happy paying high prices? Find your happiness with Pure Soap. These all-natural, earth-friendly Pure Soaps are the very best you've ever used. Buy in bulk. Get a 12, 36, or 48-month supply. Or get items individually and still save big. You're getting soap products twice as good as what you're using now. Earth-friendly and natural soaps. Your family deserves the best. Happiness is 5starsoap.com. Why not put your money up the drain for a change? See them at 5starsoap.com or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog. Cal Bend Soap Company can save you thousands of dollars and give you good old-fashioned real soaps that are triple concentrated. Soaps made from vegetable and coconut oils. See their full selection of soaps at 5starsoap.com. That's FIVESTARSOAP.com. Or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog.
Thoughts about what's going to happen as we, as many of us get ready to renew our insurance. All kinds of choices, right? Some ideologies have switched. I think 2017 is going to be a very interesting year, my friends. I mean, it's going to be one of those years, if we keep score, right, we get to the end of the year, we'll say, wow, really? I think in a good way. I think some good things are happening. I hope some good things are happening. So while the world tries to digest who's going to fill what position and is this the right position and who's going to be Secretary of State, which is intriguing, I have to say, let's just hope it's the right people. Give us the right people. Listen, when you have that many jobs that are important in a cabinet to fill, If you get as many of them as you can get right, if you got 100% right, it'd be a miracle because that never happens in any company or anything in life. But close enough to 100, whew, I'll take that. Let's go to Dan in the great state of Texas. Hi, Dan.
Hello there, Kate, and to all my little friends out there and fans that listen to me. You all know who you are. some members of the police department in our wonderful town who are wonderful, wonderful people. Can't say enough about them. Hi, how are you? Nice to see you again. Anyway, what I wanted to talk to you about was a little joke for you.
Oh, man, I love your jokes.
You're going to love this one. You're going to love this one. This man died in the future, okay? And he was really a kind of a no-good Nick. But when he got up to St. Peter, he noticed this big wall of clocks on the wall. And he says, what are those clocks? And he says, those are lying clocks. He says, well, there's one up there that has never moved. It says, Mother Teresa. He says, yes, she never told a lie. He says, I recognize that name there, Abraham Lincoln. It just barely moved. He says, that's right. It only had two lies on it in the entire time of his life. George Washington, one lie. Yep, that's right. Wow, there's Hillary Clinton, but there's no clock. And St. Peter kind of grinned, and he says, well, J.C.'s got it in his room, and he uses it for a ceiling fan.
Oh, jeez. Jeez. Oh, man. Is that an original, Dan?
No, I stole it.
I love it. I stole it. You know, everything, nothing's new. Everything's reused.
Speaking
of
stealing,
I love it.
That clown that stole that gold, my God, man, I saw
that
on
crazy.
TV.
That is the craziest thing.
That was unbelievable. Talk
it
about,
was.
Talk about luck and guts. I mean, my God, man. You know, I'm not a criminal or anything like that, but, you know, I am a gold miner. I think, man, this guy hit the mother lode.
I know. It was. Isn't it crazy?
It is.
I thought it was crazy. And like you said, you saw the video, so it's just like, okay, here we are in the middle of this big city. Here's this armored truck.
I saw him go up there and get it and everything. Hey, yeah. Are we going to do Nail the Score tonight?
Nail the Score is next, yeah.
Okay, well, listen, I'm going to get off here and let somebody else get in if they want to. But, Kate, thank you for being here for this last year. You were our voice of sanity, and we do love you, babe. And tell Paul
thank
not to be jealous.
Dan.
It's platonic between you and me. You know that. But the heart is there.
Thank you, Dan from Texas. We like that. You know, it's like Dan said, this is radio, but that's why I wanted to tell you about that story, because it was one of the most stunning things I've ever seen. You just got to think about this. The cojones on this guy, and not even like he was worried, like he quickly runs up, grabs it, runs down the street. No, just like it was his, like, yeah, well, here's this bucket. And nobody notices either. Nobody like raises an eyebrow like, hey, did some guy, just regular Joe, go up to the back of that truck and lift that bucket, that aluminum bucket, just lift it up? And what was really weird, too, so he lifts it up, casually walking down the street. And you can still see him on the video. And he puts the bucket down because it's heavy. So he's got to take a breather. Okay. 1.6 $1 million. I'm just assuming if it's in the armored truck, he knew it was something decent. So I'm just gonna grab it, whatever it is. I guarantee this guy did not know for sure. I don't think he did. I guarantee he didn't know for sure it was in that bucket, but that it had to be something good if the armored truck was coming to get it, and he just picked it up. I mean, it is one of the craziest things that you know, that I have ever seen. Come saw. I'm going to mention this. It is the holiday season. So, you know, I was raised right around when people were going nuts over the whole Cabbage Patch doll thing. And I can remember for a younger cousin that it was all about, okay, this is their list. They want this Cabbage Patch doll. And GoPros. Now, my nephew has a GoPro. I think he's used it twice. I don't know, but he got a GoPro because he's a good swimmer, and wouldn't it be fun, and we could catch all the action from the waves, and oh, we'll preserve it forever. And I think it's a very cool camera, and I thought it was so clever, the creation of GoPro. But the GoPro peeps are laying some people off. They've got 200 layoffs coming up. They say the cutbacks are necessary because they're reducing operating expenses and focusing on the core business. So sometimes what happens is you get hot, then you expand like a bubble and you're going to burst, but then trying to meet that expansion or a product that you invest in that's away from your core, like they're saying, doesn't do so well and you're stuck. And you're stuck with, we're losing money now, so we got to figure this out, because it was quick. I mean, all of a sudden, boom, that's what everybody was talking about, these GoPros. Oh, I just need a GoPro. And I want to say this, too. There's an actor who was on Barney Miller, and you all know this. This happened during the Thanksgiving holiday that people were talking about it anyway, more. But Ron Glass, who was Ron Harris, who was like the intellectual detective on Barney Miller, he was in a bunch of films and television shows. You would have seen him. He's one of those character actors. He died in his Los Angeles home last Friday. He was 71 years old. They say it was just a respiratory failure. And he was like the cool cat. Every time you saw pictures from the 80s of Barney Miller, he's the guy in the middle with the big grin in the middle of the, you know, the publicity photo or whatever. And he's just so, I thought he was so good in that spot. I sometimes watch TV Land and every once in a while looking for funny comedies just to see if it holds up. And that show, I think that show holds up. So I'm familiar with his work and I say hats off. He was really, really good in that spot for sure. He got nominated, I guess, for a couple of Emmys and whatnot. But people around him described him as this happy guy. And like I said, hats off, because I have recently watched those Barney Miller episodes. It was a show I hadn't seen much growing up, and I think it does hold up. Absolutely. 100%. Hey, coming up, you know, we're doing that Nail the Score thing. Something, I just got a note before I went on the air from somebody I know, because I used to cover this guy when I covered the Dallas Cowboys, but a really super good human being. His name's Mike Zimmer. He's the coach of the Minnesota Vikings, and the Dallas Cowboys are getting ready to play the Minnesota Vikings on Thursday night. And the Vikes coach has to have eye surgery, or they think it's going to happen, emergency eye surgery. Well, the eye surgery is going to happen, but he's uncertain for the Thursday game. Because apparently he had something weird happen after one of the games. He had a torn retina on his right eye in the beginning of November. He scratched his eye during a game against the Bears. They said that when they looked at his eye, that he had to run a risk of going blind in the eye if he didn't have surgery. So then he had the surgery, but had to have a second procedure on his eye. And, it's a scary thing when it has anything to do with the eye. So anyway, I just wanted to wish him well, as I know him a bit, just an all around very, very good person. And it's, you know, you don't think about your eyes, but boy, oh boy, when something like that happens and then you've got problems focusing and then you have to have surgeries and
1, 2, 3, power.
This is pretty serious stuff. The torn retina can be really, really difficult. All right, coming up, we are going to nail the score. We'll find out what that game is. Get ready, 855-266-5283. Meet you in the flip side.
Are you feeling embarrassed or stuck because you can't focus or concentrate? I have a confession to make. I spent years unable to think clearly, like I was in a fog. I was going through the motions, running my companies, and I hated feeling mentally sluggish. I couldn't get ahead like this. It's no secret. The powers that be want us dumbed down. Chemicals, fluoride, Our brains are under siege, and we are experiencing lower IQs. But now there is a weapon to fight back and win. Introducing DNA Evolve, a revolutionary breakthrough in the category of cognitive enhancers called nootropics. I've been using DNA Evolve and couldn't feel better. For me, it works. It feels great to get things done again and get ahead. Try a free sample for yourself at DNAEvolveSample.com. That's DNAEvolveSample.com. Supplies are limited, so go to DNAEvolveSample.com right now.
There is an affordable alternative to the high cost of healthcare that offers freedom from insurance while providing compliance with the Obamacare individual mandate. Imagine having access to quality, affordable healthcare that allows you the freedom to choose your doctor and hospital. Members can share up to 100% of necessary medical expenses, including some alternative treatments. Find out how you and your family can contain healthcare costs without giving up your freedom. Go to LibertyOnCall.org. That's LibertyOnCall.org.
What looks good under your Christmas tree and tastes even better? Big Berkey water filters. Yes, the gift of clean water. A gift that provides a great foundation for achieving good health in the lives of your loved ones. A Big Berkey water filter gives them protection from bacteria, heavy metals, chlorine, fluoride, pesticides and herbicides, VOCs and more. And best of all, a Big Berkey water filter is a gift that lasts for many years with no additional investment. And that saves time and money in filter replacements that other water filters require and are even powerful enough to purify treated, untreated, or even stagnant pond water. As always, all orders over $50 are shipped free, and GCN listeners get 5% off all ceramic filter systems. Order online at BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com, spelled Big, B-E-R-K-E-Y, WaterFilters.com, or call 877-99-BERKEY. That's 877-99-B-E-R-K-E-Y. Gift well this Christmas. Give a Big Berkey water filter.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. I'm here to tell you about GCNTelecare.com, a team of board-certified doctors assisting you 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, 365 days a year. Within 15 minutes of registration, care your family can afford. Revolutionizing the healthcare industry, virtual consulting providing diagnosis of non-emergency medical issues by phone or secure video on computer or smart mobile devices. GCNTelecare.com, virtual care anywhere.
It's now time for the weekly installment of Nail the Score.
Yes, indeed, it is time for Nail the Score. Oh, what will the game be? Last week, so close, Nathan Reeder would have won a hot dog if he had picked the right team. He had the right score, 31-26, but he picked the Redskins to beat the Dallas Cowboys, and it was the Cowboys that won that game. All right, so this week we have a lot of good games on the board. Dial up this number. We'll load you up, 855-266-5283, 855-266-5283. Everett from Washington has been hung up on twice so far during this show. So if he calls in, he gets to cut. He gets a fast pass, like Disneyland. I am awarding him a fast pass because that's just not right. So Everett gets to cut in front of all of you no matter what time you called in. If you called in a minute before him or 2 minutes, too bad. All right, Nathan, let's hear that supercomputer. Ding! This is the computer's dying. We need a computer. Maybe we got to do. What do they do those things where we've got to raise capital to get a new computer for this show? Madam, yes. Let's do it. Like it's a telethon. We need a computer. All right. So the game of the week. Oh, are you kidding me with this game of the week? The game of the week. I have no control over anything anymore on this show. The game of the week, I can't even say it, is the Eagles and the Bengals. The Bungles and the Bungles. The birds who have been defrocked and the Bengals who are bamboozling anybody, or maybe nobody, I guess. And that game kicks at 1 o'clock Eastern on Sunday at Paul Brown Stadium in Cincinnati, Ohio, famous for what? Skyline Chili. If you have not grubbed Skyline Chili, promise me, if you ever make your way to Cincinnati, get some. It is actually really pretty good. But whenever I'm in Cincinnati, I feel like I'm in that 70s show. I don't know why. It's just, I see feathered hair and bell-bottom jeans and Skyline Chili, I guess. I don't know. All right, so I'm going to stop, and I'm going to go to the phones, and let's go to Everett, who is on the Fast Pass. Sorry, Pete, Grimm, Dan, Sharon, Michael, and the rest of the crew, and anybody else who emailed us, well, we'll get you in here. All right, so let's go to Everett. Hi, Everett.
Oh man, this game, huh?
That's right, Bengals and the Eagles. Good luck picking that one.
Yeah, really. Oh God, Bengals are 220, Eagles 27.
All right, so Eagles 27-20. So you're picking the birds. Probably a wise move on your part. Thanks for your patience, Everett. Thank you. 855-266-5283.
855-266-5283.
Pete in Texas. Hello, Peter.
Oh, hang on. I got to put this big-ass pot of gold down.
Oh. It was you. I want the $100,000. Where do you live? Who does that? And nobody does it. It's just like he just walks up to the truck and just picks it up, and it's heavy. And then he rests, and then he walks away.
His new nickname is Leprechaun.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. Pot of Gold Leprechaun. Absolutely. Christmas came early and St. Patrick's Day.
28-19, the birds.
28-19, the birds. That makes sense to me, too, Pete. Okay, we'll see if you're the lucky one. Thanks. Let's go to Sharon in Maine. Hello, Sharon in Maine.
Hello, how are you?
I'm good. What do you think? Who do you like in this?
Oh, gosh.
I love it. Everybody just laughs because I started it. I made fun of it, and so everyone laughs. So it's either the Bungles or the birds who have no feathers left. Who do you like?
I'm going to go with the Eagles, 31-26.
31-26. As good as any, Sharon, as good as any. Thank you. 31-26. Grimm in Mississippi. All right, what do you say? Is it the birds or is it the Bengals?
I'm going to go 23, the birds, 19, the tigers.
All right, 23-19. Thank you, Grimm. 855-266-5283. If you want to try to get in, I think there's a little time. We've got some people that have emailed. I'll go through those. You can hit me up through the miracle of Al Gore's internet. Oh, wait, maybe he didn't invent the internet. Whoever invented the internet. AmericaTonight.net. AmericaTonight.net. Let's go to Dan and Tejas. Hello, Dan.
Hello, Kate. 24-21. Eagles over the Bungles. I mean, Bengals, pardon me. I Freudian slip there, my love.
That's right. Eagles, another Eagles. Thanks, Dan in Texas. Okay, so let's find out since Nathan, I mean, he had the right score, just the wrong team. Nathan, you have the magic touch. You just have to pick the right team. What do you think?
How did I get to... I think Everett was the one that told me that I don't watch anything. I don't know.
Will you pick?
Hi, guys. I'm checking in. Hi. yeah, you want the magic touch? Well, I feel like you guys were really close already. I'm 24-20 Eagles.
Wow, 24-20 Eagles. Mm-hmm. All right. I like it. Another one for the birds. And, of course, I am from the area, which doesn't really matter because the Eagles, I mean, they're not, I shouldn't say they're terrible because I love their young quarterback, Carson Wentz. He's the future, and he's good.
He's good. He'd be good. But Philadelphia, not so good. 5-6 on the season, while Dallas is 10-1. And part of the problem is, I mean, they lost a couple of close games. They blew out the Steelers, and they beat the Bears, and they beat the Browns, and everybody beat the Browns. But, you know, they started off with 3 wins. Then they lost to the Lions by a point. They lost to the Redskins by a touchdown. They beat the Vikings, and that was a big win. And then they lost an incredible game to the Cowboys, but I don't want to think about it. 28-23. That was so close, man. Was that was like the game. Then they lost another close one to the Giants. They lost to the Falcons, lost to the Seahawks, lost to the Packers. And, okay, the reason I'm analyzing this is because they haven't scored more than 15 points in the last... They won against the Falcons, but the last two, they haven't scored more than 15 points. So I'm going to say the Eagles win it, but, you know, this is a coin. In one way, it's a coin flip. It's a trick game. Because this kind of a game is the kind of game where it could go the other way. Because we think, well, look at the Eagles. They won some big ones. They've had 2 losses, so now they're roaring to come back. But it's in Cincinnati. So I say it will be the Birds, but I'm thinking it's going to be close. I'm thinking it's going to be 28-24. It looks like we all are saying that. Nobody said more than 31, but I've got a couple of emails here. I'll hit the emails to make sure we get a couple of them in. We got this one from Warren. He says, Kate, I knew you would probably pick the Eagles, but I'm going to surprise you. I'm going to pick Cincinnati because this could be one of those games, sort of like an upset game, especially with the kind of season that Andy Dalton's have. But I think at home, they win their third home game and beat Philly, and the final score is 31-24. All right, so we have one other person who picks Cincinnati, and this is from Kath. Bengals all the way. Kate, it's an even game, and you know what that means. So you are right if you think it could go either way. It could, but I'm going to say the home team gets the edge, and I think look out for a better game from Andy Dalton. I think they win. I think the final score is 35-28. All right, good luck to everybody who's trying to nail the score.
I'm going down the football game. Football game. When I walk the red tank, I saw you.
Fully cooked, ready to eat bacon. I'm talking thick, meaty, center cut, presidential bacon. Savory and delicious. I buy some, I use some, I store some. Awesome. No refrigeration needed with a 10-year shelf life. NASA pack technology. Bacon. Fully cooked, fully hydrated, ready to eat right from the pack bacon. Or warm and served. Life-saving, ready to eat bacon. 10-year shelf life bacon. Ships free at fullycookedbacon.com. Fullycookedbacon.com.
Piedmont Attorney Spokesperson Adam Pulaski of the Pulaski Law Firm with Principal Office in Houston, Texas is the attorney responsible for the content of this ad. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention Xarelto users. If you or a loved one took Xarelto and suffered a serious bleeding event, you may be entitled to financial compensation. Xarelto is a popular prescription blood thinner used to prevent blood clots and protect patients from strokes. These serious bleeding events have led to numerous cases of hospitalization and even death. Phone lines are open 24/7. Call 800-261-0937. That's 800-261-0937.